Thank you, Paula and Carl. That was really lovely. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. I'm Karen Deaton. I'm a member here. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded community. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, whatever your sexual orientation, your gender, or family structure. We welcome you, no matter your age or your abilities or inabilities. Later in the service, we'll invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better. You're not required to do that, but we like it. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide variety of services. They're presented either by Prairie members, a member of the wider community, or by our consulting minister, Sandra Ingham. Today, we have one of our Prairie family traditions, the transition service, which marks the end of the religious education year and offers appreciation for all that's happened downstairs through the year, and also marks transitions of some of our young people from eighth grade to high school and from high school to college. The kids today will stay upstairs. There's nursery care downstairs for the little ones. The rest of the kids will stay upstairs through the service, but I want to remind you that we have busy bags outside, so if anybody of any age wants to have something to do with their hands, you're welcome to stand up and step out and pick up a bag anytime during the service. We have a few announcements before we start our service this morning. Our collection today will be shared with Briar Patch Services, and at our parish meeting later today, we'll be voting on whether to continue to divide our collections with organizations in Madison. Another announcement is that the Social Justice Committee is a co-sponsor of showing the movie This Changes Everything about climate change and capitalism. That will be Wednesday, 5:25, this coming Wednesday, right? At the Barrymore at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Barrymore, Climate Change and Capitalism. For other announcements and Prairie news, please refer to your order of service and to the bulletin board at the back of the room. Our opening words today by Shel Silverstein will be read by Simon John Cox. Come on up, Simon.
Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.
Thank you, Simon. Our first hymn is in this book, number 298, Wake Now My Senses. Please stand as you're willing and able.
Thank you.
You all sound great. I'd like to welcome Catherine Liu and Jesse Garst to do the chalice lighting.
Any fool can know. The point is to understand. Albert Einstein.
At this point, I'd like to welcome children of all ages forward for the story for all ages, which is a special treat today. Holly will be doing the story. Come on up, you guys, so you can get a good view of the screen.
Well, just like everything at Prairie, this slideshow is a combination effort. Thanks to John Richards for helping me get it on the screen and into your ears as well. Okay, so it's been a year already. You guys can believe that. Here we are at the end of RE. And before we get started, I want to let you know, don't think that that's the end of the fun, because we are going to have so many fun things planned this summer. There's a new calendar posted outside. It will be on the website, and I'll email it to all of you. Print it out. Put it on your fridge. You don't want to miss what's happening this summer. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. So what have we been doing down there anyway? Well, we like to dress up. And we like to eat. We work really hard. And we learn lots of new things. This Buddhist nun told us not to be stinky pots. Remember that? We make new friends. And we eat with them. Sometimes we put on wigs and wave cloaks around. And we really like to collect things, like food for people who need it. And baby clothes and diapers and wipes and supplies for babies who need it. And pet beds, treats, and what else did we give them? Food and money for pets who need it. Yep. We dabbled in soup making and big check writing. And we made sure to take some time for eating. We did some snake wrangling. And some guinea pig taming. You guys remember that? We never did tip a cow, but the year of the cow class raised enough money to buy one. And we ate. Sometimes there was some general milling around. And oftentimes there was coffee drinking. Truthfully, there was a bit of this. More of this. And a whole lot of this. And there was eating. There was hat wearing. An owl taming. And potion making. Some lion taming. And some couch crashing. There were lots and lots of big smiles. And sometimes a few frowns. But we tried to keep those to a minimum. It was quite a balancing act. There were deep talks. I don't know what they're talking about, but it looks important. And egg walks. And suspicious side yard meetings. After which, Beatles covers were strangely reproduced. There was pet treat sorting. And busy bag business. Marble mazes. Remember those? And when we visited our friends at Magnolia Hill Retirement Center, there was reading.
more reading. And there were books. And there were more books. Blake did an excellent job of reading that, by the way. But there was also painting. We made cinnamon and sugar shakers to give to them. And Ava played the piano. And then it was time for Nifty Gifty. And lots of people came to help. And offer all of their advice and expertise in spreading glitter, which can get dangerous. Folding paper. Glue squirting. And hammering nails. Where did the adults go in this one? We're not sure. There was wand pointing. And finger pointing. And there was eating. There was ring stacking. And leaf tossing. And bug hunting. And lots of eating. There were class talks. I can't tell if that's a tutu in that picture.
Yeah.
And class sales. And biceps. And piggyback rides. And everybody sit with me.
Eating.
There was taking notes. And taking names. I had to do that with the capture the flag. And spell casting. And at least one lion impersonation. And eating. And there was maypole dancing. And standing in solidarity together. There were negotiations. And investigations. And experimentations. And did I mention that sometimes we ate? Thanks to everybody who helped out this year with the program. Couldn't have done it without you.
Fun. Remember, the kids are staying upstairs, but you can get an activity bag if you'd like. At this point in the service, we often have joys and concerns that we share. Today, because we have a lot going on, we're going to cut out the joys and concerns, but I invite you all to share those during our Soup Sunday. After the service, silent meditation, for reasons that may be clear, is also being cut today. And we're going to move on to our presentation, which begins with some brief presentations from our classes. So the kids who were in RE classes can step out into the lobby right now with their teachers and get ready to come in and show us something. We'll go from the youngest to the oldest. So the class that was taught by Paula and Randy and Disa and Patty will come first.
Is
People have told me that when the children leave, it's not so crowded up here. And now I can see that. There are a lot of open seats now. It has been a great year for lots of kids. I see some kids still in the room that is not allowed. Go out with your class. Thank you. Is the World of Wonder ready? Come on in, World of Wonder.
So this is our class, and we only have a few of them here today. Can you say your names for everybody and maybe point to your picture?
It's Paula.
Oh, I'm Paula, and my picture is
here.
Down there somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Isabella,
can you point to your picture for everybody? Yeah. Okay. And your picture? Here's your picture. There. Okay. And?
Liam,
and where's your photo? So there's a few of the activities we had this year. Our focus was on the World of Wonder, bugs and insects. The sky, nature, animals, a lot on animal empathy and animal friendship. And we have a story here about the geese finding a home and fighting environmental destruction. We made toys for dogs, shoes for dogs at the Humane Society, cat toys. We did a lot. We put all our hands on the last day together. Beautiful, how beautiful we are together. Randy, did you want to say anything more?
Well said.
About half a dozen, I'd say.
Thank you.
We had a great class. Do we have a great class?
The next class to come up is the 3rd through 5th grade class, which was a Hogwarts class this year. I'll go get your other professor.
I don't know how to turn this off.
Yeah. Take the mic, you're just going to go over here. Yeah. All right.
All right, so these are our wizards in training. We don't have all of them here, but we got Simon and Harlan and Ava and Charlie. And one of the things we did in our class every time we met was we protected the students and the teachers who couldn't be there that day. And the way we did that, so we're going to protect everyone here with our charm. So that it's a real charm because we're using wand. So, are you ready?
Potato Maxima!
Oh, we have some more wizards! Come on up, you guys!
Okay, we gotta do it again. Get your wand. Mr. Karen, why don't you take a wand?
Thanks.
Well, because the charm will work better. Everybody has a wand.
Here,
Okay, so you guys are lined up. Carl, why don't you come over here? And you hold the mic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Charlie. Shake with the right. Take with the left. There.
Congratulations, Charlie. Thank you, Wizard.
Rowan B. Shake with the right. Take with the left.
Congratulations, Rowan B.
Congratulations, Rowan B. Torin.
Pass, Torin.
Simon.
Oh,
this must be Ava's. Ava. And the final class is the teenagers class, the sixth grade and up class. Who wants the mic?
Who's talking first?
Mic start. So we had two classes in one. Sometime late in the summer, this entire group got together to decide what we wanted to do for the year, and they did not want to separate. They wanted to all hang together, so we did basically sixth grade and up in one class, which was actually fantastic. And we decided to do two different things, and half of our class was a social action project, so about half the month. And the other half was a more philosophical thinking, talking part of the curriculum. So I'm going to let, who wants to start? Okay. For the helper.
We raised $545. We got a cow.
Thank you.
Yes.
We don't know yet. The cow, I think, is about $500. So I think there's actually extra money to feed the cow or to give the cow a nice collar or something.
Chickens.
Extra pizza. I'll be updating the heifer site. We did register with them as a project. I haven't been good about keeping up, but I think you guys are well aware of all the projects the kids have had over the year to raise money. And they've just done a great job. I think it's fabulous. I'm really glad to have been part of this.
Good job.
So you can do your thank yous now.
The second half of the class, we wanted to do just a little tiny demonstration of the sort of stuff that we've been talking about, which is really clarifying our values and discussing a huge range of issues about life's big questions. And one of the things we do in almost every class is take a stand.
Let's use the middle.
And the take a stand is an opportunity for the kids to declare whether they completely agree, completely disagree, or anywhere else on the spectrum, except they're not allowed to stand in the middle. Compass, and we call it moral north and south. We don't actually use the real south and north. So this is the middle. And we call this moral north. Complete agreement would be the bench, and complete disagreement is all the way at the end. And then people have to actually say why, and we won't get into all that today. But we're going to take a stand on we really, really like RE. Complete agreement.
Thank you.
here for just a minute, because Cece, I think you...
Okay, so there's a couple people I just want to come up here and give gifts to our teachers. Okay, so I want you four to come up and also Randy. Where are you? There you are, Randy. Come on. Okay. So yeah, then we have gifts for you.
Yeah, Randy.
Because
you were part of their thing, I've never appreciated their teachers. So,
they said
they appreciate you.
I'll take
this. All the cookie making.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Randy and Ron.
Oh, I
think
we have Robin and Batman. I did not.
So yeah, we got these gifts in appreciation for all of you.
The next thing that's going to that we're going to be treated to today is a song that was written especially for the occasion. Penny bid on this at the service auction. Dean wrote a song, and Lynn is going to sing it, and it's called "Teachers." And there are lyrics printed on your seat that you can follow along with.
A child who feels abandoned, who
Oh, that was a treat. Thank you, Dean. And Penny. And Lynn. Now comes the traditional part of our transitions service, where we mark the transitions of some of our young people to new stages of life. And I think we're going to start with Aaron Liu.
So another special prairie tradition is the true-false quiz. So let's see how well you all know Aaron. All right, so let's see. Should we put a hand up if you think it's true, okay? True or false? Elijah, oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong page. This is Elijah. True or false? Okay. Aaron's favorite band is the Rolling Stones. Oh.
Very false.
It is the
Beatles.
Yep. Aaron's favorite sport is ultimate frisbee.
True.
Aaron has slept in a submarine and a clock tower. You can start to cheat by looking over at his mom. Okay. Aaron plans on staying in the Midwest for college.
No.
No. One of Aaron's favorite things to cook is pie, and he got lard in his Christmas stocking last year. That's just too crazy not to be true, right? All right. History is Aaron's favorite school subject this year. Yeah. Aaron's favorite superhero is Batman.
No.
No. What is it? The Flash. Okay.
Yeah, and now Aaron is going to share a talent with us. What are you going to play?
I'm going to be playing Star Wars on the video.
Okay.
Slightly less interesting than the violin part.
Thank you.
And I know we all come together to wish Aaron the very best as he transitions from 8th grade to 9th grade, and we would like to present him with this lovely blue hug.
We're going in alphabetical order by first name, if you're wondering. So next comes Elijah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Elijah. True or false? Elijah's first word was balloon. True, and his mother is still worried about it. True or false? Elijah wants to live in the tropical climate of Illinois when he becomes an adult. False. He wants to live in London, even more tropical. True or false? Elijah just recently stopped scraping the cheese and sauce off of pizza and then eating just the crust. True. Unfortunately for Gavin and his mom, they no longer get his toppings. He eats the whole thing. True or false? Elijah wants to be an electrical engineer when he grows up. False. He wants to put his engineering to use as an aerospace engineer. True or false? Elijah used to do gymnastics. True, but now he likes...
Fencing.
And I'm going to give you your mug right now. And Elijah picked the red mug.
Are you
going to
introduce it?
You can do it on my
I'm going to do clocks, but I'm going to. I arranged it so it's a little bit shorter.
Okay. 2 minutes. For those who couldn't hear already, he said he's going to play clocks and
by Coldplay.
By Coldplay. Oh. And he arranged it so it's shorter.
Okay. You still need the
Thank you. Thank you, Elijah. And last but not least, his brother Gavin, Gavin Richards.
Hey, Gavin. All right, here we go. True or false, Gavin was adopted about a year before joining Prairie.
True.
True. He was adopted in 2009, and Gavin's forever home includes all of the people at Prairie. Aww. True or false, Gavin wants to be a police officer for his adult job. As opposed to his kid job.
It's false.
False.
I'd be a businessman, lawyer, or a marine biologist.
True or false, Gavin has the same meal on his birthday every year. True, and it's
enchiladas with Oreos for dessert.
However, the amount he can eat has increased dramatically. True or false, Gavin has a dream of meeting his future significant other while doing the chicken dance. False. That is a dream about Gavin, but it is his mom's dream. True or false, Gavin's dream car is a pickup hot rod.
No, it's a Corvette.
And Gavin made the bold choice of yellow. And we're so happy for all three of them. But I think he's going to play the guitar.
So I'm going to play Wish You Were Here. And Aaron, I'm going to steal your stand. I need another one.
Take a stand.
Is that good?
Or louder?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And that was great.
Thank you.
I'd like to, before we move on, I'd like to just have the parents of each of these kids stand up, because the kids obviously don't bring themselves to Prairie, at least not until they're a little bit older. So Kate and Chris, well, Chris didn't actually bring Aaron. These are Aaron's parents. And Jane and John Richards. To our parents, to Elijah and Gavin. And now we have another transition to Mark. Holly, will you come up and talk about James?
Yeah, so James, join me up here. James is graduating high school, which is really exciting. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause.
Turn off the amp.
Oh.
Okay,
there we go. Okay, so we also have a quiz for James. Many people in the congregation also wrote letters to James of advice, encouragement, memories, so we would like to give him that.
Thank you.
Yep. And we also, James chose a red mug. Thank you. You're welcome. And there's letters there from so many people, and also Rebecca, the Malky, the former dearie, wanted to make sure she got a letter in there as well. So she wanted to wish you well. Okay, here are James's questions. When James was a toddler, his favorite playthings were cars and balls.
Cars
and balls. Mm-hmm.
True.
True.
That's not true at all.
It says false here. but I was going to go with it.
I wasn't the one.
Okay. I don't know if you can be trusted.
I thought the first one was
true.
Yeah.
Sometimes when doing homework, James listens to instrumental jazz.
True.
James's favorite sport in high school is swimming. That's a good one. What do you think?
True.
Squash, salmon, and onions are some of James's favorite foods.
That's false.
It does say false.
That's very false.
Okay. None of the above?
None of the above, yeah.
Okay. As a freshman this fall, James will be attending Iowa State University.
False. I'm attending the University of Iowa.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I know that I speak for everybody when we say we wish you the very, very best.
Thank you. And since I am not very musically inclined like the rest of my comrades, I'm going to show you guys some of my trees that I planted. Many of you guys know that my Eagle Scout project, I planted trees at my middle school. All 8 of them have made it through the winter. All of them are budding out. So I don't know. I think I have them queued up for John. They're just a few pictures. I have not had my Eagle Scout ceremony that is yet to happen in July.